I wanted to wish everybody a Chodesh Tov. May this Chodesh bring us many, many good things. First of all, Chaim and Shalom, may good health and Bracha and Parnasa, which is also a great need right now. And Chilut Tzatzamos, should be strong. And of course, as we've continued to do, and so much in the context of this daily learning, you know, Chaim Sheish Bahem Torah V'Yira Shamayim is equally important and sustaining. You know, the Gemara in Brachos says that there are four things that need chizuk, and one of them is tefillah, another is derech eretz, you know, is our parnasa, masim tovim, the good things that we do, the Torah, our Talmud Torah. We always need to strengthen ourselves in learning, but I've said so many times that it's really almost more the other way. Torah is our source of strength. So tonight I want to talk about Shimon ben Shetach. The Mishnah is pretty brief, but Shimon ben Shetach, my Rabbi Rav Yitzchak Tursky, is privileged to have a true gaon for 4 years in high school. I don't know how I was so fortunate. So Rav Tursky always used to say, you know, people don't talk about Shimon ben Shetach, and everybody talks this time of year about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the world of Torah was destroyed after his 24,000 students died. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva persisted. Achaba Rabbi Akiva, Eitzel Rabbi Osenu Shebedarom, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochai, Rabbi Lezer ben Shamua, Vehem, Hem, Hamidu Torah, Sasha, that they were able to restore the Torah. And people definitely talk about the Anshe Knesset HaGedola. We talked about the Anshe Knesset HaGedola, that they were Machzir Atara Liyoshna, that they restored, you know, God's glory. But Shimon ben Shetach did something which was absolutely remarkable. The Gemara in Masechta Kiddushin, and Daf Samech Vav, tells us the story of who Shimon ben Shetach was. Anybody know who his brother-in-law was? Shimon ben Shetach, he had a brother-in-law, very powerful person, was Yanai HaMelech. Yanai HaMelech was somebody who came from the Hasmonean dynasty, but his actual lineage as a Kohen was in question. That's important for this story. And Shimon ben Shetach's sister was Shlom Tzion Hamalka. And Yanai waged a war, this is recorded in the Gemara Kiddushin, and he was very successful. And he came back and wanted to celebrate with all the Chachamim, whose opinion he valued very greatly, including that of his brother-in-law. There was, as the Gemara describes, an Ish Rav Lev Bilial named Elazar ben Puira, and he was looking to get at the Chachamim. So he told Yanai, the Chachamim, they really don't think much of you. Because it was known to him that the Chachamim considered his status as a Kohen to be questionable for reasons that we're not going to get into right now. Yanai says, you know, what makes you think this? And Elazar says, I'll tell you what, put on the tzitz and you'll see their reaction to it. So he put on the tzitz, you know, demonstrating that he was really the Kohen Gadol. And indeed, one of the Chachamim said, Yanai, you know, as Moshe Rabbeinu said to Korach, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi, you know, Yanai, it's enough. Rav Lach, that you're the Melech, don't try to be the Kohen. Also, remember, the Ramban famously is the one that says, because the Hasmoneans, you know, who were Kohanim, that they seized the Malchus, that was the reason they were destroyed. We want a little separation of powers here. We don't want the Melech to be the Kohen Gadol. We don't want the Kohen Gadol to be the Melech. In any event, Elazar ben Purira said, you see, they don't respect you. Are you going to let them get away with it? And Yanai says, but then who's going to teach Torah if I, you know, take out all of these people? So Elazar said, you know, well, it'll be in the library. People can go and take it out of the stacks if anybody's interested in learning Torah. And Yanai was convinced, and unfortunately he massacred literally all of the Chachamim of the entire door. Shimon ben Shetach was saved because his wife, Shlom Tzion Hamalka, hid him. And the Torah and the Gemara says that, of course, Shimon ben Shetach was machzir atar liyoshin in his own right. He restored Torah in his generation. So Shimon ben Shetach is really one of the heroes of the Masorah, even if he gets much less attention. And the Gemara, of course, comments that the tragedy of Yanai was that he didn't realize that maybe you could say that about Torah Shebichsav, that anybody who wants to can open it up and read it. But what about Torah Shebaal Peh, right? That's the whole idea of Pirkei Avos, of Moshe Kiyavol Torah Misinai, Misar Eliyoshua, Yeshua Zekanim, Zekanim Nevi'im, Nevi'im La'anshe Knesset HaGedola, and that's how we got to Shimon ben Shetach, right? Yehuda ben Tabai, Shimon ben Shetach, that they got it from Yeshua ben Prach and Itayar Bailey, who got it from Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, going back to Antignos and Shimon HaTzadik, going back all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu. So there is such a thing as a Masorah. If you can kill all the Chachamim, you kill the chain, then that takes down the major part of Torah with it. So be that as it may, Shimon ben Shetach addressed, as I alluded to last night, a very important concept in the immediate context of Dayanus, of the court, but it has many lessons for beyond the courtroom, just like Yehuda ben Tabai. So Shimon ben Shetach told the Dayanim, "Hevi mar belachkor es ha'edim." You have to be very, very thorough in your interrogations. You have to ask a lot of questions, and you have to ask a lot of questions very, very, very carefully. As the pasuk says, "Vidarashta v'chakarta heitev." And the truth of the matter is, the Vilna Gaon points out that it's echad dine mamnos v'echad dine nefashos. In practice, in the Beis Din, they only did a drisha and a chakira dine nefashos. But midaraisa, you should have done one in monetary cases as well. Anybody happen to remember why did they drop the interrogation process for monetary cases? A very good reason, but it was a concession. Anybody, if they want to, can unmute themselves. The Gemara explains, because people would not give loans otherwise. We didn't want Shlosinol Delas Bifne Lovin, that if people knew that if they made a loan and they would, you know, the person didn't pay them back, and then they'd have to go through all this litigation to get it, and a drisha and a chakira, people would just stop giving loans. They'd say it's not worth the court fees, it's not worth the agmas nefesh. So to protect the aniyim, to make sure that credit markets wouldn't freeze up, right? This is not a new issue. You always want to keep credit markets active and functional. The rabbis dropped the process of interrogation from financial cases. But really, midaraisa, it applies in all cases. Now Shimon ben Shetach says, look, if you're going to be really comprehensive in your investigation, you got to choose your words very, very carefully. But be very careful in terms of how you treat your words, because if you sort of tip your hand by your line of questioning, or by asking the wrong question, or by using the wrong word, people are going to figure out what to say. They're going to quote-unquote figure out what the right answer is. Just like we saw last night with Yehuda ben Tabai, you know, when Yehuda ben Tabai was saying, don't be like those people who are like experts in rigging the court system, the Toanim, you know, who know just what to say. So the Vilna Gaon again points out, he has a great line, he says, Midvar sheker tirchak. The Torah says, it's not that you're not allowed to lie. Of course you're not allowed to lie. But Midvar sheker tirchak means you have to distance yourself from anything that is dishonest. And the Vilna Gaon adds in two words, Min hagorem, being somebody that causes other people to lie. So if a Dayan is conducting an investigation, and he tips his hand, and he gives, you know, the person who's being questioned a certain sense of the direction that he's going, and then that person would lie, you know who's in violation? The Dayan. You know what he violated? Midvar sheker tirchak. Because he caused somebody else to want to take advantage and lie. So again, this is the Torah's level of honesty and integrity. And unfortunately, we see so much, you know, of erosion, you know, of that in today's standards, or people, will, you know, hear something and then spread it around as if it's gospel, you know, prematurely. The Torah had the highest standards in terms of MS versus Sheker. Midvar Sheker Tirchak, forget about being honest yourself. That's a given. You know, don't be associated with any dishonesty, and certainly do not be the cause of anything that could possibly be dishonest. And it's very relevant for us, as I conclude, to go into Rosh Chodesh. You know, during this very trying time, all of us encounter, you know, emails every single day about do this and you won't catch the virus, and do that and you won't catch the virus. And these emails are sent around as if, you know, they've been vetted in a double-blind study, you know, and we have to be very careful. There's a lot of anxiety, naturally, surrounding this issue. And we should be, before we, you know, disseminate and spread these things around, however well-intentioned people might be, you know, you could be telling people giving people information that's not accurate. And inaccurate information, but you're talking about dine nefashos, talking about capital matters, not financial matters, but matters involving people's lives. You know, inaccurate information is not a small thing. So we have to be, you know, extremely careful about any sheker that we're associated with, even if we're just passing along information. That too is part of the broader ethic and part of the broader halacha of midvar sheker tirchak. And again, an email, it feels such a small and informal thing to do, but it even applies to an email. We should not be disseminating information that we don't know, you know, to be absolutely true, especially when people and their health is at stake. What could be, you know, more important? This is something that all of us, you know, should be attuned to, you know, in the context of this very serious situation, health situation that we're all in. Let the medical professionals be the ones to give us their much needed and expert guidance.